no tax.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delady, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those spots in between. Left, right, undecided, or in the gray area. We don't care. It's about the conversation, my friends. And you'll get your chance to throw in your two cents a little later in this hour. Big story today. General McChrystal is out. Petraeus is in. We're going to talk about how a magazine took out a four-star general. Ooh, the big switch in Afghanistan. Speaking of being taken out, did you catch Team USA? We're going to dive into that as well. But first, here's Obama talking about McChrystal and the Petraeus switch off.
Today I accepted General Stanley McChrystal's resignation as commander of the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan.
Yep, so that's it in a nutshell. Pretty much, tongues are wagging, not just in D.C., and tongues are wagging over, like I said, the USA. I can hear it in my sleep. USA. Check out what happened against Albania. Here it goes.
Well, they'll just take their time here, keep the ball in the corner if they've got any sense at all. It is over! The USA have made it in a Hollywood-style finish. Bob Bradley's side will go into the biggest party they can think of back at their base between Johannesburg and Pretoria tonight. There'll be a few drinks, and why not?
I don't care if I was bleary-eyed or not. I had strong coffee, and I just jumped up in the air, and that coffee went all over the floor. Don't you know it? Landon Donovan said afterwards, biggest goal, period, ever in his career. Our friend and soccer analyst Tom Gulley back on ATN. Tom, I am sure that you were filled with pride. I mean, you had to be feeling the same thing I was feeling. Was that crazy, that goal?
Well, it was a crazy goal, but the whole sort of drama leading up to it was what got me kind of on the edge of my seat and huge amounts of frustration, because if the score had stayed 0-0, the U.S. is crashing out of the World Cup. They're going home, and the Slovenians are going to make it. And to see them pounding away at the Algerian goal the entire match and just not be able to score and having a goal called back and then in extra time, just having Tim Howard throw the ball on a dead run to Landon Donovan and then just marching down and scoring. Yes, it was one of the most thrilling moments I think U.S. soccer fans have ever had.
Yeah, and explain this too, at the time that he actually scored the goal, because talk about extra minutes and time ticking away. You were definitely on the edge of your seat. Explain what set that up.
Well, in soccer, moments when the ball is out of bounds or the players are injured are added up and added on to the end of the 90-minute match. And really, until the game's a minute from being 90 minutes, you don't know how long that's going to be. It could be a minute. It could be 6 minutes. In this case, it was 4 minutes. And I'm sure most U.S. fans like myself were almost in tears thinking, well, there's no way we're going to score in this last 4 minutes. And, were we wrong? It was it's just an electrifying play. And after all the frustration, it really was electric is the only way to put it.
Absolutely. You know, we had you on to set us up for the run and explain things that we should look for. So you go through the match with Slovenia, and then you look at Albania, and you talk about the refereeing. And there have been a lot of people that have just come unglued by what's happened with Team USA. Your thoughts on the referees in this last game and the game before?
Well, the game before, of course, the U.S. scored a goal that was called back for still mysterious reasons. The referee has not even said what the call was, and ended up tying that match. In this match, we scored a goal in the 21st minute that was clearly onside and called offside. I think as a U.S. supporter, you get used to getting the bad end of the refereeing decisions. It seems it always goes that way against the U.S. The team we play in the knockout stage, Ghana, is the team that knocked us out of the last World Cup, and there was a phantom red card and penalty kick in that match. So we kind of get used to it. Obviously, the team's not bothered by it because they just keep performing and performing.
Yeah, what would you say, and I'm going to let everybody I'm going to let everybody hear this. This, I think we can roll this, can't we, Donovan? This is Bob Bradley, the coach, after the game and talking about the winning goal, if we can get that.
The game had opened up so much, and when the ball went out wide on the right, Landon was able to really run hard at the defense. And then he slipped the ball to the right, and he kept moving, and when it came through, it was right there.
Boy, Bradley's just done a phenomenal job, I think, as coach. What would you say?
I think that Bob Bradley gets maligned a lot because his pedigree isn't as glamorous as some of the big-name European coaches. But think of the three moves he made at halftime. He brought in Benny Fellhaber, who really opened up the U.S. offense that whole second half. He brings in Edson Buttle, who almost scores for Maurice Adu. And then Marcus Beasley. These are all incredibly fast, very offensive players. And as you saw during the match, it put Algeria on their heels the entire second half and really settled down the U.S. midfield.
Yeah, you know, when you look at this and you look at the strategy, you have to have the horses too. So would you say with his coaching style, and I like the way you describe that, he doesn't have the pedigree, but he's like the blue collar worker guy to me. I don't know why I get that in my head, but I get that feeling about him. And then you look at these players and how they've been pulled together. There is something about this mixture, do you think?
I really do. And he's got this team playing with a belief that they can score in the very late stages of matches. 9 times in U.S. qualification, they scored in the 86th minute or later. And that's more than double the next closest team in that statistic. So this is a team that's used to taking it down to the wire. I wish they didn't sometimes. It's almost like these guys have to get punched in the nose a little bit to really turn it on. But this is a team that never will quit at the end of a game.
All right, this is going to be hard for you to pick out, but you know, like, I have my little crush on Donovan. There's no question about that. But in looking at the players that are out there, who do you think has been the biggest surprise? Who's been the biggest surprise? Who's really stepped up?
Well, there's two players I think that have stepped up. Jay DeMeritt, who's a central defender for the U.S., has just been a hard-nosed rock back there, I mean, the entire tournament. And then a player that I think everybody knew was very, very good, but is really coming out in this World Cup is Michael Bradley, the coach's son, who scored the tying goal against Slovenia. He has really, really shown himself to be a young player with a tremendous amount of composure. And then, of course, there's my favorite player, who I think was the workhorse today, Clint Dempsey, who got that 4 stitches in the lip on a red card foul that was not called.
Yeah, I saw that. You saw that little trickle of that little bit of blood that went down. All right, handicap it for us. Saturday, Ghana, what has to happen?
Ghana is a big, physical, fast team. The fact that U.S. won their group is really good because we're in a bracket with Ghana, South Korea, and Uruguay. Had we finished second in the group, we'd have been in with Germany, Mexico, and Argentina. So it's a good half of the group for us to be in. For the U.S. to be successful against Ghana, they're going to have to defend well, and they're going to have to play very, very physically and be fearful of the pace of the Ghanaian team. They're very fast, very physical.
All right, Tom, always fun to pick your brain. This was great watching. It's been great watching Team USA, I have to say it. And World Cup soccer, too, and it comes back at you on Saturday afternoon. Go USA. Thanks, Tom.
Go USA.
Absolutely. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about something completely different. A big lawsuit going on in New Mexico, and it has to do with those payday loans. Anybody ever get a payday loan? We're going to talk to the owner of Fastbucks and his attorney, first of all, about what they do and what happened in New Mexico. Hang with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between like we always tell you about. The credit crunch and nowhere to get cash, what do you do when you need that loan? You need a loan. It's really happened to a lot of people in America. A lot of people have turned to payday loans. They're called microloans, from what I understand. Charles Horton and his lawyer, Steve Solomon from FastBucks, join us for the skinny on those loans and the latest on a civil suit that the New Mexico Attorney General Gary King brought against the company and now their counter suit in return. Hi, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kate.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you very much for having us on the line. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Let's talk about the suit first. Were you surprised when the AG decided to go after you? And what he's saying is that the reason that he's gone after the company is because it's for the unconscionable trade practices. That's what it's under, the Unfair Practices Act, I guess. It's a consumer protection thing, and that was the gist of the civil suit. What was your initial reaction to that?
Well, I'll take that question, Kate. This is Steve Solomon. I've been involved with FastBucks and in-house counsel for 8 years, and I'm somewhat surprised that an attorney general of a state would take a case up that's already been litigated. In 2006, the prior attorney general litigated this case. We put forth the case to a district court. The district court stated that this is something for the legislature to determine. The Attorney General's office issued an opinion in 1985 interpreting these statutes. It's a groundless lawsuit filed by Gary King, and I suspect he's doing it to gain political strength so that when he may be reelected.
Yeah, you're talking about the suit, what you mentioned before in 2006. It was Patricia Madrid, if I'm right, who was trying to place the restrictions on the payday loan companies. And obviously, you fought that in court and you won. And so here we go again. And I agree with you about the political nature of this one. So In your case as the attorney, and you've been the attorney, as you say, the in-house counsel basically for 8 years, then you turn around and you file a suit against them as well. That's what you would normally do in this situation.
That's right. And I'm shocked today that Attorney General King refused to attend court-ordered mediation. It was supposed to take place today. Charles and I were ready and prepared to negotiate. And for whatever reason, he just stated that he would not go to the court-ordered mediation. It seems like a real waste of New Mexicans' tax dollars and a real shame that he won't even meet with us.
Mm. Well, we'll see where this heads, because this is, what, now a couple of weeks away from the jury selection, right?
Well, actually, we've gotten a new judge. Judge Michael Vigil has taken the case as Judge Hall retired in December. A new scheduling order should be posted on the court's website very soon.
All right.
And
let's
believe the trial will occur in 2011.
All right, 2011, so it is a ways down the road. Charles, let's talk about microloans. Explain for people who aren't familiar with, you know, they drive by and they see payday loan places, maybe like yours, Fastbucks, and they have no idea what it's about. Explain the microloan process.
What we do is we're just an option available to people to get short-term money for a small amount of time. So we're an option. People can use us instead of writing bad checks or having their electricity cut off or just getting themselves fed if their check has been delayed for some reason.
And you and I were talking off the air, and as you said to me, and I think you nailed it there, it's a situation where, like, let's say you wouldn't normally get the loan, and you just mentioned that maybe you'd have the lights turned out, but then you're able to go into Fastbucks, for example, and do that. And as you said, it's all about, like anything else in life, using it correctly. And how do you use it correctly?
Well, a payday loan is really meant to be paid back on the person's payday. So if you need $200 until next week, for example, you could come into a payday loan store and for, say, $30, borrow $200 for a week. So if you do that, it's a smart option. Just like if you were taking a taxi cab from the airport to your hotel, if you did that a few times a year, it would be a smart choice. But if you chose to take a taxi everywhere you went, or you chose to take a taxi from New York to Los Angeles, it would get extremely expensive. And we don't encourage our customers, of course, to take out payday loans and keep them out for years at a time.
Right, because then that's when the numbers would go up on them, certainly. So looking now at where we are in the country with recession, maybe we're bouncing back, maybe we're not. Not if you look at what's going on with the housing numbers. But do you see that a lot of people are utilizing this more than at any other time in your business, or does it kind of ebb and flow?
Our business is certainly up right now. Some of our competitors are not up.
What do you attribute that to?
We're just focusing on our stores these days. We're doing our best to get good managers, develop good relationships, and that's really what our business is about, is developing a good relationship with the customer and being able to service their needs on a regular basis and making them feel comfortable. A bank, generally they say, costs $400 for them to be able to write a loan, so that's a niche that we can play. We can come in and do a short loan for a fee that's often as low as $30 and be able to write the loan and handle the transaction, pay the rent.
Yeah. How many stores, how big have you grown, in other words, from when you first started to today, how many stores do you have?
We got up to about 77 stores about 3 years ago. Oregon, unfortunately, went black on us. They changed the law and eliminated payday loans, and we lost about 10 stores. And then we have, in the last few years, cut down a couple of unprofitable stores. So right now we're at 50 stores.
Yeah. Steve, this is a good question for you, you know, based on, and you're seeing like how this has played out in New Mexico and what happened the first time around, and now you're going through this again. Do you think the future is bright for payday loans as long as if there's people like, let's say like an attorney general like Gary King who decides to level the hammer down? Do you think that the future is for growing the business, it looks pretty good?
I think it is. I know that banks are not able to make loans to consumers like ours. They just simply can't. The credit scores of people that we're seeing come into our stores now is actually increased because banks have cut back on lines of credit and credit card facilities. So the consumer's coming to us. We have all sorts of new customers that are very pleased with our service. I get calls on my customer line with customers I would have talked to 2 years ago. And I've spent time in Washington, D.C., and in the state's capitals where we operate, and I believe that our customers are going to continue to tell their legislators that they want the choice and the financial freedom to choose microloans.
In looking at microloans, Charles, what is the when somebody comes into your store and they want, you know, they want to be able to get the loan, the payday loan, what is it that they how do they have to qualify, or what do they have to do? They have a bunch of paperwork they have to fill out?
We have a short one-page application. We're basically looking at the consumer's ability to repay for a payday loan. We look at their ability to repay through their checking account. They have to have a checking account. And we look at how they utilize that checking account. Will there be money in that bank account in that given month? We also look at internal databases within our industry to see if people have used that product in the past responsibly. We do not utilize the main credit bureaus for payday loans.
So the demographics of this, do you see all kinds of people that come into to some of your 70-plus stores, or is it just a certain demographics, older, younger, or just a mixture?
You know, it's all over the board. I've been in stores where we have attorneys come in that show that they're paid $10,000 on the first of every month and on the 21st or a week before payday. Sometimes they have issues. People that are commissioned salespeople that sometimes make over $100,000 a year. We have judges that come in and use the product. It's really all over the board. We're an easy, simple way to get short-term cash.
Yeah, I would imagine that with so many people that have their own businesses, sometimes when they're waiting for the money to come in, even though they know it's going to be there, it could be out a little bit and maybe they get caught in that swing. I call it a swing window, where you're right, they're good for the money, but they just don't have it right that second. You find that happening a lot.
We do, and I'll tell you a great win-win situation, and I love win-win situations. We have one client in New Mexico who will come to us on a regular basis to get money to buy merchandise for a flea market that weekend. So he'll buy his merchandise, he'll sell his supplies during the flea market, he'll come to us a few days later, pay us back really just for a few dollars, and he's made a good return on his money.
All right, Charles Horton, Steve Solomon from Fastbucks, thanks for popping on America Tonight with us.
Thanks very much, Kate.
Sure appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands.
thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, wondering how many people go to those payday loan places. I used to work in Las Vegas. I know what you're thinking. No, not as a dancer, but I worked on a show, a network actually called Sports Fan Radio Network. And because there were some problems at the network, imagine that, there were guys that worked with me that were from all over the country. Everybody would run to the payday loan places because they were scared to death that their check wouldn't clear, and they knew they had money in the bank to back it up, but they had to have money right now, which is what they were talking about. And then there's a situation in New Mexico where you have the AG, and it looks politically motivated to me, because this is something, as the attorney mentioned, Steve Solomon, had come up before and been wiped out. So he's taken in a different AG now, has taken a swing at this, and it doesn't look like it'll be very successful, but who knows, once they go down the road of the jury, what they'll decide. I know one thing that's been decided in D.C., it was all the talk, and really across the land, who knew, like I said, that a four-star general could have his aides and he himself could say things that would sink his battleship so fast. The Rolling Stone magazine, you know, I used to read Rolling Stone all the time, and people, they do get some really good articles in it, and people would tell some of the reporters, like, almost anything. So I'm not surprised. This guy was a freelancer who talked to the general and the guys around him. But what idiots that they go out and get lubed up and just start to say things to the reporter. It's like they didn't hear of no comment ever before. So truly, this is the big story. The fact that, boom, there he goes. And this might have been, in a weird way, something that the administration was waiting for because of the criticism over the strategy. So it looked like McChrystal could have been in trouble anyway. So now McChrystal's out. Petraeus is the guy that's picked for Afghanistan. I'm kind of surprised by that because he's the overall. He's the commander over everything, and I figured they're going to leave him in place and they're going to go with somebody else. But that wasn't the case, and maybe it's because Petraeus is so familiar with Afghanistan, and when it comes to playing the game, both militarily and politically, he's not dangerous at all for the folks at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So here's Obama talking about Petraeus being picked to pick up the ball in Afghanistan.
I'm also pleased to nominate General David Petraeus to take command in Afghanistan, which will allow us to maintain the momentum and leadership that we need to succeed. He is setting an extraordinary example of service and patriotism by assuming this difficult post.
I'm pretty much, here's what happened. You know, Obama was blunt, saying that McChrystal's remarks about the administration in the magazine article represent conduct, and this is a quote from him, that undermines the civilian control of the military that is at the core of our democratic system. He had no chance. There was no way that he was going to stay. If you read my blog at americatonight.net from the other day, you just knew this. I mean, the handwriting was all over this. So he fires the commander after summoning him from Afghanistan for a face-to-face meeting in the Oval Office, turns around right away, names Petraeus, you just heard him there, the Central Command Chief, who was actually McChrystal's direct boss. And see, that's what I figured. He probably went to Petraeus and said, okay, this is a mess. Now, this was your guy that you recommended. Now you got to clean it up. You know this area. You're the guy that we're going to go to. This is our best shot here. We're going to go with somebody we know, somebody who's pretty well-liked and respected, and definitely on the Hill he is respected. So let's have you step in and take this over. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and have heard that conversation between the president and Petraeus. So what do you think? I saw a play on words that might have been on Drudge that said, General, pray for us. And you think of what this has done around the world and how it makes us look to other people. And what does this do with the Taliban? What does this do to the people that we're trying to shake out, the warlords, lords that we're trying to get out of the mountain, get them out of the mountain so we can mine the minerals? Ultimately, where does that fall? So McChrystal's out, he falls on his sword, and Petraeus is in, and Obama pushes forward with the new general, but the same old strategy. So if you're keeping score, this is General number three. I'll tell you, if I had a kid who was in Afghanistan serving, I would be a little nervous. Not because I don't like Petraeus, and I don't think that he can handle the situation, but over the turnover and over the direction that Afghanistan is going to take. Is this a, now are we going to have a different strategy on top of the last failed strategy, and then before that, the strategy that didn't work? So because of a slew of things, mostly the oil spill, I think, more than this general flap, confidence in this president, is waning. You never know it if you listen to this show, right? So the latest poll numbers I saw have Americans looking pretty pessimistic about the state of the country and much less confident in Obama's leadership, probably than any other point that I can remember since he jumped into the White House. So the Wall Street Journal and the NBC, they pony up and they do a poll, and it showed that 62% of adults in the survey feel the country is on the wrong track. You know, that's the highest level since before the 2008 election. Only one-third think the economy is going to get better over the next year, and that's a 7-point drop from a month ago and the low point at this point of Obama's tenure altogether. And it's anxiety over the things that we talk about here on America Tonight. The same things. And it has to do a lot of with what we're seeing with the health care, trying to ram it down everyone's throat, and then the theater that ensued, the bank flap and the stimulus flap still not over, even though you have Tim Geithner the other day saying, oh, we have these TARP funds and they're gonna help pay down that deficit. What a setup that was. So I think Obama, what they need to do, if he wants to really see his popularity ratings just soar through the roof, they need to catch Bin Laden. They need to catch Bin Laden. They need to follow the money and end the crisis, the deficit. They have to stop spending. And absolutely, something has to be done about the situation in the Gulf. Coming up in one of our, in fact, our next hour, we're going to talk to a Louisiana chef who tells us some actual hard numbers on the seafood that is coming out of the Gulf Coast and how safe it is. But the fact is most people believe it's not safe. And as the oil spill continues and more of the water is ruined, more of the Gulf is ruined, then that would rise. But I think the overall consensus is, ooh, is it safe to eat the shrimp? Is it safe to eat the grouper? Is it safe to eat the oysters? And the oyster fishermen are taking it particularly hard. So we'll talk to her in our next hour. But the handling of the Gulf Coast crisis and a slew of things that have happened in this past year have taken chunks out of the press. He figures a way to cap that, comes up with the ultimate junk shot, and captures Bin Laden, then it's a different game. So just 44% of Obama voters, those who voted for Obama in 2008, that's 44%, or told the people polling them when they were harangued about it, that they intended to now express some pretty high interest in the midterm elections. So if you contrast that, 71% of the voters who supported McCain in 2008 expressed high interest in this year's elections, just slightly higher than their interest at this stage in the campaign. So the Dems are doing whatever they can to get the word out that they're not the bad guys. They're spending $50 million on a campaign to lure those Obama voters back to the polls, to get them voting. And nearly two-thirds, since I just brought up the oil question in the survey, say they wanted more regulation of oil companies. Majorities also favored more regulation of Wall Street firms, health insurers, and big corporations. Ooh. So, you know, what does that mean? Are we talking about more government interference? I think that there needed to be somebody watching the store with the oil companies. And they were watching the oil companies. They were watching them party, and they were partying with them. So there's the answer to that riddle. If the other rigs, the 33 other rigs, even though it's deep water drilling, were pretty much deemed to be 95% better, higher safety-wise, then how is it that BP escaped all this? They had just gotten an award for safety. You know, somebody had to know what was going on. And don't you think it's peculiar that a lot of stock was dumped by this very hawkish CEO of BP a week and a half before the disaster in the Gulf, privy to some memos that were coming across some desks, perhaps aware of something that was happening on the Deepwater Horizon platform, what was going on out in the Gulf? And the key thing here is this whole soap opera of the blame game and all the things that are related to that, it comes back to the same bloody thing that we've been talking about for 65 days. Plug the hole. I cannot believe, with all of the people on this planet and here in the good old U.S., that we do not have people that have even the faintest idea of how this is possible. I know it's difficult. I know about the water pressure. I know it's deep. But there has to be a way to do this. By the way, there was a mishap that set the well containment back. We'll talk about that on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
By the way, Hamid Karzai decided to throw in his two cents on the McChrystal firing. He says he respects Obama's decision. And as far as the allies for the United States, they pretty much want what you think they would want. They want it to be a continuing effort after McChrystal, not to have some weird drop-off. I mean, Petraeus is an incredible general, highly decorated, and plays all sides well, both the military side and the media side and the whole politics of the thing, because you can't avoid the politics. You have to answer. You have to go up on the hill, and you are going to talk to reporter types. So there won't be the danger of the blunder with Petraeus. Okay, speaking of dangers, how about the Labor Department helping illegals with job problems? You think that's a problem? A Labor Department ad campaign, I was just reading about this today, offers government job assistance to illegal immigrants. Are you kidding me? Why should I be shocked by this? They have actually have specifically some assistance that's supposed to help those who believe they're getting shortchanged at their work. Where's the hotline that anyone else can call to the Labor Department to find out about that? That's crazy. I did not even believe it until I checked on it. I don't know why. I read it somewhere. I thought, oh, this can't be right. This must be some crazy blog I'm looking at. It wasn't a blog. It's a definite story. It's a crazy story. So why are taxpayers having to spend money to ensure that people here illegally get assistance for fair wages, while we have millions of underemployed and unemployed Americans legitimately struggling to find jobs? That has to be the biggest blunder of the day. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How you doing?
Well, let's see. Between the border between Quebec and Ontario today, there was a 5.0 earthquake.
I know. I should have asked you that right at the top. I got a little thing on my iPhone, and I immediately thought of you, Sam. And so tell us about that.
Okay. From what, you know, I was like in the east end of Montreal, so we didn't feel it. But where Julie was, she says, Did you feel it? I feel, what, feelings I have for you? She goes, No, not that. You know, I had to throw that at it. She goes, you didn't feel the earthquake? I go, what earthquake? So I turned on the radio and, you know, on the news. In fact, one of the political parties, opposition parties, was giving a news conference in Ottawa today. And next thing you know, you see the room shaking, and the politician giving the news conference is looking like, what is going on here? And, you know, they were showing, like, in buildings in Ottawa, people were coming out, and they were thinking, like, oh, boy, what's going on now? It even went as far west as Toronto. So it was, you know, it also affected there. In fact, one guy must have been a nut said, this is God's way of punishing Canada for hosting the G8 and G20 summits.
You have to be kidding. What a fool.
No, what a jerk.
Yeah,
he must be a Maple Leaf fan, but we won't go there.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. Please give me a break there. But
right.
That's scary. It's scary.
Yeah.
Earthquakes are frightening.
Well, in fact, there's one small town here in Quebec. They've declared a town of about 2,500. They've declared a state of emergency. Like the road that goes directly into town, boom. I mean, not washed out, but I mean, like there's a big hole. Right in the middle of the road, 100-year-old church, the bell tower collapsed, and you know, for a lot of, you know, for, and they're checking all the, you know, all the government structures just to make sure that that they're sound and all that. So you know what, you know, once you're hearing about it, it's like, you know, unfortunately people here in Montreal make the jokes about, you know, Toronto. But when that happened, and when it's far west of Toronto, you're figuring, hey, a few miles east, and it would have affected us here in Montreal. So you figure, you know, we were, you know, like, still, I mean, it was still a scary thought, and
it's a very scary thought,
yeah.
And especially, you don't, you know, like she asked about that and if you felt anything. But here's the thing: when you really don't have a clue what's going on, it's not like you're living in California.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
Yes. Well, they asked someone in an office building in Toronto. They thought it was maybe a plane crash.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, but there
was no plane crash.
Right. Luckily, but still, I mean, there was enough that even people didn't want to take the chance of taking the subway home. So some people walked home from work, and that's it. You know, if you know anything about the size of the size of the city of Toronto, that's a fair walk.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, so
stay safe up there with the shakes and the quakes in Canada.
Well, luckily tomorrow here in the province of Quebec, it is a holiday, so the province of Quebec, not the rest of Canada, just the province of Quebec. So a lot of offices will be closed, and so, you know, that'll be good.
Yeah, no kidding. 5.0, like Sam was saying, that was the magnitude. And even people, I happened to catch something where they were talking about the buildings had to be evacuated because they were worried, because they felt it for 30 seconds. A lot of people that were close to it really, really felt it. And that was the big question. Did you feel the quake? Could you see anything? Did the buildings move? Did they seem to sway? What was it? I mean, you're talking about, you know, steel frames that were moving against cinder block walls in some cases.
Right.
That'll scare you.
Yeah, and not to mention the Toronto Stock Exchange is in Toronto. So if that would have shut down, that would have, you know, messed. I got to choose my words carefully after what I did a couple of weeks ago on your show.
That would mess everything up there. I can say it for you.
Thank you.
In
that's
a kinder, gentler way.
Yeah,
Sam,
you know,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, so he's right. There was that quake today that kind of got lost in between the McChrystal stuff and Petraeus stepping in. And the question of, is Petraeus the right guy to take over in Afghanistan? Then the drama at the World Cup, which we talked about with Tom Gulley at the top of the show, the U.S. wasting some chances, getting screwed up on a goal again, and then the most improbable World Cup run finding a way to go on to Saturday. If you have not, if you could care less about sports, if you have not watched the World Cup, do yourself a favor and just tune in, even to the second half of the World Cup game with Ghana on Saturday, because I'm telling you, trust me, as somebody who is not a big fan, you will get sucked into this. Speaking of getting sucked in, BP says it has now successfully repositioned a containment cap over the underwater gusher in the Gulf after they removed something earlier in the day that had everybody scurrying all over the place because, and they're siphoning the oil. It ended up that it was, oh, I'm watching this thing live. Why we have to even watch it live, but you just can't help yourself. It's like being a rubbernecker and then you hear about that and you want to go see. But the cap was removed Wednesday morning after an undersea robot accidentally bumped a vent on the containment cap, shutting it off and forcing the company to remove it, then reinstall and get it functioning again. But that didn't happen until 8 o'clock in the evening. So after the underwater collision and the discharge of whatever the liquids were, which, you know, a series of different things, you got to worry about the ice, kind of like ice crystals that they've talked about that form in the cap. So you have our Coast Guard eyes and ears, the man on the spot, Thad Allen, who says that the cap was taken off. They looked at the liquids. They checked it for hydrates, which would block the oil from reaching the surface, and did what they could do as fast as they could do it. But here we go again. The estimates now for the oil spilling into the Gulf, it varies. Maybe as much as 60,000 barrels or 2.5 million gallons of oil flowing every day since the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded back on April 20th and set off this whole disaster. I mean, the toll on tourism and the fishing industry in the Gulf Coast states is off the charts. And we're talking businesses that have lost 40, 50% of their business. I don't see how you can go on after a while. You know, maybe you could be off a week or two, but how much do you really have in the coffers to bounce back from this? In fact, in our next hour, we'll be talking with a Louisiana chef about what's happening with the fishing industry, with some hard numbers and some other things about what's being caught now in the waters and who specifically has taken it the hardest in that industry. And we're talking about the seafood industry overall, fishing. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.